T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Drew Brees, I'm not interested in him from a football perspective right now. I'm really not. His final game, you know, my takeaway from his final game was the one where he lost against Tom Brady in the postseason. He was throwing ducks, water pistol arm. At one point, I said it looked like between him and Brady at that time. I remember this vividly. It was after the game. I was like, yeah, they looked like the Golden Girls playing football out there. It just didn't look good. And Brady obviously got that turned around. It was all right. But Brees' arm looks shot. He's 43 years old. He's coming off shoulder surgery. But I'm also understanding of the idea that Drew Brees, in his final year at 41, 70% of his passes were completions, 24 touchdowns to 600. Like, he wasn't aesthetically pleasing, but it was efficient. And if the bet is you have to be more efficient and better than Jacoby Brissett, I do wonder if you find out later on this week or at some point this week, Deshaun Watson is gone for 4 games, 6 games, 8 games. Drew Brees apparently is just out with the whole like analysis thing covering NFL games. Maybe this is the comeback Drew Brees would want. I don't know.
Do you think Brees had a Jason Witten moment?
Yeah.
He wasn't bad. I mean,
it wasn't great,
but he wasn't like, you know, this polished, you know, broadcaster who's been doing it forever, you know, granted he wasn't getting the criticism that Witten got because he was on Monday Night Football and actually calling the big game of the week. But
yeah, you talk about stepping into a
Hornet's
nest. But
I do think that sometimes guys get into broadcasting and if they've never done it before, they think it's just going to be show up and go. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more that goes into it. And sometimes, you know, former athletes, maybe Brees is like, you know what, maybe I'm not that good at this. Maybe I just should do something else. And going back to football at least gives him an escape for now. You know, will Witten ever be a broadcaster again? I don't know.
No, but it cleanses everything, right?
But he went back to play.
Yeah, and everyone forgets it then.
And everyone forgets about the broadcast debut.
I had, until you brought it up, I know Witten is in my Monday Night Football arsenal of people that have come and gone, but until you brought it up, I wasn't thinking about Jason Witten. It's a perfect example. Perfect example of a guy that was able to go back, play in the NFL, so everyone justified what he was trying to do, and it was like a good job, good effort, and then you wash your hands clean of the situation, yep, and you don't look back. Drew Brees, I'm not saying he needs to like be walking around with his tail between his legs because it didn't work out as a broadcaster, but you watched him on the broadcast. He wasn't that good. It didn't work. There was nothing memorable about it. It takes a little something to do the gig. I thought that's why I think, yeah, Tom Brady in that $370 million contract is like a slap in the face to people like you that do this business, you know, that do the color commentating, because it's not that easy. It's difficult. You got to be funny. You got to have good stories. You got to, yep, be able to, on the spot, dissect what's going on right and wrong with the game in digestible chunks that makes the common fan understand what the hell you're even talking about to begin with.
Right.
So much more than just being like, oh yeah, it's a cover two, and let's go break that down. There's so much more to it than like I think what people think happens. This could be a route for Drew Brees to almost save face in a little bit of a way. Now I ask you this though, if you're the Browns, are you entertaining this? Or even better yet, if you're a team like the Panthers, let's say, like the Seahawks, let's say, a team that is quarterback starved right now, your options, Jimmy Garoppolo, Baker Mayfield, or Drew Brees, are you taking Drew Brees?
I'd consider it.
Really?
If I'm Carolina, yeah, I'd consider it.
Could you imagine week one, Deshaun Watson versus Drew Brees in a Carolina Panthers uniform?
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Now that's a ratings bonanza.
That would be sweet.
That's something you need to sign up for. 216-578-0092. Are we just out of our minds even talking about Drew Brees suiting up again? I think the NFL has moved the goalpost on those conversations with Tom Brady. That I don't, like, I know the shoulder surgery. I know the age. Guys are basically superhuman at this point, though. They can take this longer than they ever have.
What if you're Atlanta?
Good call.
Played in the same division as him for all those years.
Ooh.
Put him back in the dome.
Could you do good the weather. Saints dirty that way?
I'm just thinking of teams that could use a quarterback. And obviously,
how about that?
We know Atlanta has Marcus Mariota, and they drafted Desmond Ridder. But, I mean, Breeze is coming back for like a year or two. Tops?
But how about this? Let's take it a step further. You say in the division, could you kick Jameis Winston to the curb? Look at the wide receivers that are now in the Saints. They just signed Jarvis Landry, Olave. Got some good players over there. Michael Thomas, obviously. Could you imagine if Drew Brees just suited back up with New Orleans and they just kind of forgot the whole retirement for a year thing and then he was just able to go and play at age 43 years old? Would they take him back? Or is it one of those they've made up their mind, we did the farewell tour, we did the goodbyes, we have the videos of you and your sons playing on the field after your final game, like just be done. Kind of like the Steelers are with Ben Roethlisberger, where Big Ben just keeps bringing himself into conversations, and the Steelers are like, go away. You're annoying us now. We're done with you.
I can't see them doing Winston that way, because they're pretty bought into him, I feel like, at this point. But Dennis Allen's the head coach of the Saints, and he was there when Drew was, you know, winning a championship for them.
There are a lot of possibilities here.
There's a lot of possibilities. I don't think Cleveland's one of them.
You don't.
But I'm fascinated by the idea of Drew coming back to play. What's he been doing for the last year? I mean, obviously doing broadcasting doesn't allow you the amount of time you need to dedicate to playing the sport.
Yeah, because he was doing more than the NFL, too, because he was doing the Notre Dame broadcast. Right,
that's a lot of gigs, you know, and a lot of traveling and a lot of like time that you can't spend throwing the football and working out with your wide receivers. Or not to mention the fact that the guy's in his 40s.
He was in a low-key way. He's covering two different major sports, right? Because you're covering college football and you're covering – like, think about what we do with Herb Street. Like, I get tired thinking about Herb Street's schedule this upcoming year, doing the Thursday night football, then also doing the Saturday game day stuff. Drew Brees was also – he's doing Notre Dame football on Saturdays and then going to Sunday night football on Sunday nights and having to do the studio shows there and then also kind of be, like, warming up in the bullpen, doing other, like, prep games and trying to get himself ready for the one opportunity they gave him last year to actually call a game or be a color commentator for a game.
He did a couple NFL games, didn't he, or just one?
I only remember the one. And it's not, but it, like that whole thing sounds exhausting then, because you can't make any mistakes in those type of moments.
No, you can't.
You got to know everyone. You know, Notre Dame football isn't doing, you know, Little Sisters of the Poor. That's a Fighting Irish.
It's a big deal.
It's a really big deal.
NBC, national TV,
NBC,
every home game.
Leading up to Al and Chris in their final season. That's it. I mean, that's as big as it gets as far as a studio show for football. I mean, that's, he got put in a lot of good situations. But the sad part about it is that
show Football Night in America.
Of course. Yeah. Come on.
Now hosted by Maria Taylor.
Yeah. And she got a little bit of expanded role. That's right.
She's the main host. Who was the main host before? Was it Tirico?
Yeah. But then it was also, it depended. It varied, right? So it was like Tirico across the board. It was Dungy, Tirico.
Rodney,
and then Florio.
Rodney Harrison, right?
Yeah. And then Florio would be off to the side as well. My guy, Florio.
My guy. You keep calling your guy. Like, you guys know each other?
No. He's my guy, and the fact that I consume everything he does is my guy.
Is that your homepage on your laptop, like PFT?
It should be.
Bang it here for the rumors.
It should be. It's probably my most frequented website in the history of the internet. What's your most frequented website in the history of the internet, if you were to think about it? Keep it clean. Mac laughed immediately because he knew his answer wasn't clean. He's like, wait a second.
My most frequented website, I mean, probably Google, and then probably ESPN.
I still laugh at the thought that one time I watched Andy Baskin go to Google and then type in Google.
He did that? Yeah, Baskin.
it's pretty great. Yeah, Pro Football Talk is probably my most frequented website.
I mean, my homepage, like when I open my Safari browser on my laptop, it goes right to The Athletic, like the Cleveland homepage, because they do a great job.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're fine. I don't mess with The Athletic anymore. It's fine. It's either way. Yeah. But like ESPN is probably one of your top ones. I don't know.
Yeah, 92.3thefan.com.
There it is. That's the business answer we needed. I'm sorry it took me way too long to get there. I'm a big company man. It took me entirely too long to get there in that answer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.